What about market day at Stalham?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, was that a busy day?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, that was a busy day because you used to get a lot of people off the train for that market day. They used to take a lot of stuff back. That old woman did bring the bags. Now, they weren't much school back to go to Prado's.
Did you go to Catfield Station at all?
No, I didn't go to Catfield.
No.
The station master, Catfield, Mr. Phil Bart, he's dead now, but
yeah.
Well, he's a nice man. When Mr. Foster retired, he had to retire on old age, I believe. Mr. Phil Bart come over and took Catfield with Potter. He
yeah.
used to just come over and mourn,
yeah.
do the books and one thing or another, and he said he used to say goodbye. Station was all in our hands then. Well, you know, we were still responsible for what tickets were sold,
yeah.
and we were also responsible for the money. You couldn't put it in the bag, or no. Do you know where we used to put the money?
Go on, tell me.
Underneath the bottom of the coal chute, where was there? Bottom of the coal chute was hollow, you see?
Yeah.
They went out of cash in a bag and just stand over coal chute on top of it. We didn't used to have many tickets from holidaymakers not going back because they had a return ticket, you
right.
see. But we didn't have to issue many, no. Friday night was a devil of a night there. Friday night you got a business walking up from off the boat.
Yeah.
What time is the train going
yeah.
to London? But that's another thing we used to have, what they call the Haldicamps Express on a Saturday. That's the train went to London, used to go via Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
Used to go North Walsham and hook an engine on the other end, and then they go off that way to Cambridge. I've seen that train, very alive, standing all in that guard wagon, packed in there, because they got so many Camps Express.
How many coaches were on the train?
Mostly, I think about 10. Yeah, yes, about 10. But the other ones, the Derby one used to stop there. You always have people come up to you. Can you tell us where there's any seats on the train? I say, no, I'll go and see on signal and ask him. Billy Pitcher is a nice man. And he used to find out when that left Hemsby, where there were any seats on the train. He often just drop you a drink for, you know, they were very pleased.
Yeah.
Only then we hope that we were right when they come in.
Yeah.
See, I used to tell them front of the train or
yeah.
middle of the train or back.
Yeah.
One or two of them used to move there. Others used to see them move. They thought
yeah.
they moved more. They thought they knew something about. Something was about.
When the train had 10 coaches on, could they all fit on the platform? Or
no,
did...
no. No, you had to pull up sometimes. Especially coming in. But then when you pull the train up, some of your last coaches were still against the gates.
Right.
So therefore the gates were locked a little bit longer. We used to go out shouting, "Put a ham in there," hoping you'd see somebody put a ham arm out of the door. You knew they wanted to get out then.
Yeah.
Then when you, they got out, there was five or six bags of luggage to come out and all. We used to get them out on the platform, have a bar there for them, put them on, used to wheel them back, because they'd all got to come the other side of the line, you see. The line was there across the road. And the boats were all on this side. They often used to be a taxi up there waiting for them.
Yeah. What about during the winter? Was it really quiet?
Very quiet during the winter. Saturday was a fairly busy day. The people going to Yarmouth. And Tuesday, once a bad, some of the poor old days used to go on a train. Train used to leave there about 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning and get back at 2:30. I remember that. Well as anything. Well, yes, they go to the market, you see.
Yeah.
And there's a cab or something out, so they get a cup of tea and a bit of food.
Yeah.
The old people didn't used to worry so much about food.